Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Duluth. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside the great and the famous Stephen Julian. Stephen, don't look around. I'm talking about you. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. We have our awards in the studio.
I am so excited. You put the awards up.
Yes, we always talk about where we're an award winning. So we have microphones up on the shelves.
I love it.
Those are our awards.
And the little price tags on the bottom are to be ignored.
Well, they were from Hobby Lobby, but they're awards, okay?
They are awards.
Just roll with it.
And you are the award-winning host.
And we've got some great folks in the studio.
We have award-winning guests. Let's see how many times we can use the word award.
Joining us from Sugarloaf Mills, we're joined by Teresa Holloway. We'll also be talking with Marcus Burnett from the Sports Utility Vehicle. Speaking of SUVs, we've got Subaru and Infiniti here. In fact, Subaru of Gwinnett, Infiniti of Gwinnett. We have Steve Kendrick and Jennifer Kessler. And from Body of Health and Life, we have Julie Mills Watson. So we've got a full show, not a whole lot of time to waste, so we'll get right to it. And we will start with Teresa Holloway from Sugarloaf Mills. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us all about Sugarloaf Mills. You guys are right down the street from our studio.
We certainly are. Sugarloaf Mills, we are Atlanta's largest outlet and value shopping destination. We have a great entertainment components as well as dining. Some of our fun entertainment components, we offer Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament, Atlanta's largest Dave and Buster's, AMC Theaters 18, and Jump Street Indoor Trampoline Park. Some of our key anchors, Neiman Marcus Last Call, Saks Fifth Avenue off Fifth, Dave and Buster's, as well as Forever 21. So definitely something for everyone.
How long has Sugarloaf Mills been around?
Sugarloaf Mills opened in November 2001.
Wow. So it's been here, and it's been an anchor for right off Sugarloaf Parkway.
It is.
And it's been an anchor here in the city. You mentioned some of the dining experiences and the entertainment, Dave and Buster's and Medieval Times.
Yes.
You also have some interesting things that people probably, when they're shopping, don't even notice. If you know what I'm talking about, right? I'm kind of leading you here, but there are things that every time I go, I'll notice something I didn't notice the time before.
Absolutely.
Like, as far as, the Hall of Fame. Talk about things like that.
Well, we are definitely an entertainment shopping, destination. You'll see fun activities for families, like glow-in-the-dark putt-putt at Lunar Mini Golf. You'll see the music Hall of Fame, the Sports Hall of Fame components throughout the center, all the way down to Gold Eagle Airsoft. So there's definitely a fun mix of shopping and entertainment for everyone.
I think it would be safe to say that if you can't have fun at Sugarloaf Mills, you don't know how to have fun.
Exactly.
There is literally something for everybody.
It is.
All ages, all desires, all. The other thing that I was going to ask is a big shock here. I like food. And living in Gwinnett County, one of the cool things about Gwinnett County is how many different cultures we have. And Sugarloaf Mills reflects that. Talk a little bit about some of the different tastes and the different styles of food that you guys have.
Absolutely. We have Athens Cuisina, which is a fantastic Greek restaurant.
Very authentic, by the way.
It is. It absolutely is. We have Thai Diner and Sushi, which is a great selection of sushi and Thai food, all the way down to great choices in the food court. We have Shoney's one-of-a-kind restaurant with their to-go section, as well as dine-in, which is new for the mall industry. So in Medieval Times, Dinner and Tournament, which on its own is its own experience. The food is fantastic. It's a wonderful show. It's a great place to celebrate, a date night or girls' night or even birthday, a party. So it's an amazing experience visiting Medieval Times.
We're talking with Teresa Holloway. She's the Director of Marketing and Business Development for Sugarloaf Mills. For our live listeners, we've got an event coming up in a couple days at your location. Tell us about that. It's a back-to-school event.
We do. We have several back-to-school events. There's so much, so many fun activities surrounding tax-free that we have split it into two weekends. Our first event is our Kidgets Kids Club back-to-school party. We're celebrating the fun of returning to school with themed crafts.
Wait, the fun of returning to school?
Yes,
from,
I don't know if my kids
exciting.
Would.
Exciting.
Yeah, I was gonna say, from the parents' perspective, yes.
Yes, well, absolutely. No, you interrupted her.
I know.
Now let her talk.
No. That is very true. It's funny how some kids are excited and some may not be as excited, but we're here to remind them how fun it is with back-to-school themed crafts and activities. Kidgets is Simon Mall's kids program. It's the events are free for members, $5 to join if you are a non-member. The membership is a one-year program. You receive a t-shirt, birthday gifts, and we have fun events throughout the year. Cookies with Santa, we'll have Safe Summer, Little Chef event, a book blast where we'll have local celebrity readers come and read to the kids. So a lot of fun. That program is July 25th from 2 to 4. We'll also kick off the back-to-school shopping season with our Adidas tent sale located in the parking lot now through this Sunday. Great savings on apparel, footwear, and shoes. That leads into next weekend. We'll have our back-to-school bash during tax-free holidays, which are July 31st and August 1st. It's going to be a fun event, one of a kind. This is the first time we've done it. We have a great partnership with some of our favorite local bloggers from the Bluebird Patch, Macaroni Kids Lawrenceville, and Mommy Octopus. So we'll do mini fashion segments, showcase, some of our retailers like Tommy Hilfiger Company Store, Nike Factory Store, Skechers, Off-Broadway, I could go on. A lot of fun components in the event space, hair and lip lounge, a braid bar, so just learn some fun new techniques for back to school, a shoe sizing event with Stride Right, just some fun activities.
You should have asked her, what are they not doing?
Yeah, I know.
Nothing
fun
to do.
It's a busy time. It's a fun time at Sugarloaf Mills.
So just like the stores, if you can't find something fun at these events, again, you're not awake. So now, Teresa, your title at Sugarloaf Mills is Director of Marketing and Business Development. Here at Gwinnett Business Radio, at Business Radio X, we have a lot of business owner listeners. Talk to the business owners who have not yet located at Sugarloaf Mills, but should. What are some of the businesses that Sugarloaf Mills, I mean, you've talked about the businesses that are there, and there are a ton of them, and there are a lot of great ones. What kind of businesses are you looking for? What kind of local businesses should be looking to join Sugarloaf Mills?
Well, I think the businesses that make great sense are auto dealers, banks, universities, hospital systems. We have great opportunities in the center to advertise, ranging from large, sky banners to displays. You can also come into the center and really interact one-on-one with our customers. So there's pretty much however you would like, to interact with our customers, we absolutely have a way for you to do it.
I want to get back to the tax-free week. Is it weekend or weekends?
Weekend. It's Friday, July 31st,
okay.
And Saturday, August 1st.
What are some of the items? And talk about exactly how people are going to be saving money.
The tax-free items, we do encourage people to go to the Georgia Department of Revenue for the complete list of items that are included. But it's clothing under $100, school supplies under $20, and computers under $1,000. In addition to the savings that you can receive on those items, we encourage you to visit our retailer showcase on our website, shopsugarloafmills.com, where you'll find a list of all of the promotions the retailers are offering, as well as additional savings from some of our retailers. For example, an extra 15 to 25% off at Tommy Hilfiger Company Store, 20% off 40 or more at Carter's. So there's some great options, great ways to save in addition to tax-free.
Do you see an increase in traffic over that weekend?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. It's a busy weekend.
So when you're talking electronics, I mean, you're talking a lot of money you can save.
Absolutely.
Now, so Mike and I have a contest of who asks the most dumb questions. So I'm going to ask a dumb question.
Okay.
In the list, you talked about $20 for school supplies, $100 for clothing. That's not total. That's not aggregate. That's per item, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure, clarify and ask all those questions.
Even your dumb questions are good questions.
Well, thank you. That's why we win the awards.
And
Mike.
Again, we ask that you visit the Georgia Department of Revenue site for the details. And you can find a link to that on our website, on the tax-free listing on our website.
And so I would say you probably, in that kind of weekend, more of the stores are participating with products that can help people than are not, because it runs a gamut of all different kinds of things that people can do. And the tax free is obviously the sales tax off. But then you said a lot of the stores are also giving discounts on top of that.
Additional discounts. Yes. And it's, I think it's important also to realize that we do focus on back to school, but it's also a great time to, shop for a new fall wardrobe.
Moms
and dads also work, and there's great options there for them as well. Then so they will also receive the tax-free benefit.
It doesn't have to be just the fall clothes. You can really lay out your wardrobe for the whole year.
You can.
If they're giving great discounts on top of the sales tax discount, I think I heard the word 40% at some of the stores. I mean, that's a great deal. Yep. And if they would only do an event on top of it to make it even fun, more fun.
That's right.
Wow. Boy, they'd be smart business people. Oh, they are.
Hey, we are.
Well, I'm thinking of the little trampoline park and everything. I mean, for kids, and adults of all ages, they have it all. I could tell you I've spent a lot of money at Sugarloaf Mills.
And the other cool thing, if you haven't been to Sugarloaf Mills, the other thing you guys do well is you strategically place them, because Jump Street's at one corner, and then you're kind of walking, and then you get to Lunar Mini Golf, and then they get to Dave and Buster's, and then they get, I mean, it's hard to get around the mall. There's like five different places to stop. You take 20 steps and there's something else that the kids want to do.
It definitely makes shopping a more fun experience at Sugarloaf Mills. You can take a break, enjoy a tasty treat, and visit one of the entertainment options, and then return to
and get
shopping.
Some great deals on clothes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, some big days coming up. So for those that want to find out more and get the details, give us the website, any other information you want to share.
Our website is shopsugarloafmills.com. You can also join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/sugarloafmills.
Great. Teresa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Teresa Holloway from Sugarloaf Mills here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our next guest from the sports utility vehicle, it's Marcus Burnett. He's the founder of the company. Marcus, good morning.
Morning, Mike. How's it going?
It's going well. Now, I'm going to ask you the question that I know you get all the time. You're like, hey, I'm Marcus Burnett from the sports utility vehicle. And then, of course, they're going to say, okay, what do you do? And then you tell them what you do, and they're like, that's not what I was expecting. But you're actually a video production. You're involved in sports. Talk about what the SUV is all about.
Main focus areas are live webcast production, sports marketing, and special projects. Hence the utility and the whole sports utility vehicle moniker.
How did you come up with the idea, and talk about how it's grown over the years?
Well, the whole rationale behind the idea is that when you look at an SUV, it's used for different purposes by different groups. I think when you look at our niche in the sports space, we're used in a similar way, whether it's to get your event or your audience into your event, or being able to use sports marketing as a vehicle for your brand or your event, or special projects that might not fit into one or two pigeonholes, but might be able to use our resources. That's the rationale behind it. And we've really been able to see a lot of sports groups take advantage of the niche that we serve.
Because of the term utility, I could ask this question and you could talk for an hour, but we're going to see your business skills of being able to hone it down into something to follow. With the utility and in the sports realm, I think rather than saying what can you do, why don't you talk through some of the examples, some of the actual broadcasts that you've done to kind of give the gamut of what type of sporting events come to you guys or should be coming to you guys to do the live webcast that you can do.
Yeah, you look at the three main focus areas. We've broadcasted events. I'd say the majority of our content is high school based. So high school games, games of the week, tournaments, things of that nature, and the various sports. We've been versatile as far as the type of sports we cover. It could be the USA football event we did in Texas last week, or it could be a high school basketball tournament here in Gwinnett County. So we're versatile in terms of that aspect. When you look at the sports marketing side of it, I think there's built-in affinity in sports, and there's a built-in resource to pass the so what test when it comes to audiences and communities. So from a sports marketing standpoint, we really look to take those different types of events that we broadcast and be able to, serve as a vehicle for different companies and brands to be able to speak to their communities using the world of sports. From a special project standpoint, we talked about being versatile and covering a different range of sports, but then we're able to take specific sports projects and really be able to drill down and make it more of a vertical channel instead of just all over the place.
Are these projects, so two-part question, are these projects normally started by the schools or by the sports programs, or Is there a place for corporations who might want to be sponsoring local sports, high school sports? Could they get behind that from a sponsorship standpoint? And then the second question that I was going to ask is, talk to the people who, when they heard that last answer, would say, well, I can't afford that. We can't do that. That's too big for us. Kind of talk to them and tell them how they should get involved.
Yeah, well, to answer the first part of your question, it's a combination of properties that are already established, as well as companies that come and say, hey, here's a demographic we're looking to target or a sport we'd like to be involved with. What are some ways we can create something from the ground up and be able to execute on it? So it's a combination of things, and we really like to approach it from an agency standpoint. Let's find a way to provide added value for the groups and the events that already exist. But let's also make sure we can, you know, kind of mold the clay and create interesting properties ourselves, one of which we'll be able to talk about a little bit later in the interview. In terms of the affordability of it, you know, there are a lot of custom options that are out there. I always encourage our clients and our different businesses that want to be involved. Let's have a discussion. Let's have some dialogue first. Match the objectives with the options that you have in mind. Never make the assumption that the price point is higher than it needs to be.
Marcus Burnett joining us from the Sports Utility Vehicle, the founder of the company here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Talk about some Gwinnett-specific events and properties that you cover and work with as part of your coverage.
Yeah, well, you know, when you talk about Gwinnett basketball or just sports period, you look at players like Alou Williams from South Gwinnett, Maya Moore out of Collins Hill, the basketball factory over there at Norcross. You know, GAC is a great program. So there's just a ton of talent there. So it really provides a great segue for some of the basketball tournaments that we broadcast so that not only communities and families that are here in this area can see it, but we're really able to tell that Gwinnett athletic story to family, friends, and college coaches that are outside of the area. So, you know, I look at specific events such as Jared Cook's Classic over there at North Gwinnett High School in honor of breast cancer awareness. You look at what Norcross has been able to do with their Invitational at the end of January each year, which brings in not only great local talent, but a lot of national talent as well. So, you know, Gwinnett, you know, has drawn a lot of comparisons to the SEC when it comes to football as far as iron sharpening iron, the type of talent and competition that it holds. So I think we really love using our broadcast as a way to showcase that, regardless of, you know, what your opinion is on that matter.
What's the response you've been getting from viewers and people that have been able to enjoy the broadcast? What's some of the response you've been able to get?
Oh, we've gotten great feedback. You know, it's, you know, our goal with our broadcast is not just to give you, you know, one angle to where you can see it, but really be able to tell a story with it. So capturing body language, capturing the student sections and what they're doing, you know, really being able to make sure people feel like they're there. We get great feedback from the family and friends that are able to tune in, but also college coaches that are looking to evaluate some of the players, teams, and the coaching. They really feel like we give them a great, you know, sideline seat, per se, in terms of the game.
And all this stuff that all this coverage that you do, this great coverage, it's on the website.
Yes.
And there's no cost involved or anything like that.
Correct.
To be able to view it.
Correct. It's free to be able to view it.
You know, so anywhere in the world, you can watch it.
Yes.
Okay, great. You've got an event coming up, Atlanta Peach Elite Series. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. The Atlanta Peach Elite Series is taking 13 of the best high school basketball events here in the Atlanta area and bundling them together to really serve as a series. All of these events are well-established properties that have had great talent, great audiences, but now we really feel like, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. We want to be able to put them all under one umbrella. We've got 92.9 The Game, a company I'm going to take a stab in the dark, say you might be familiar with those guys, 92.9 The
Game. I've done a little work with them, yes.
Yeah, but they're going to be involved with the series in terms of some on-site promotions and also, you know, being able to get the word out and creating some buzz around it. So the goal is to take that entire series of events, be able to drive on-site traffic, but also use our broadcast to make sure that as big of a deal as possible is made about the sport and the participating schools.
Marcus, how do who needs to be contacting you? Who are some of the people that aren't yet taking advantage of Sport Utility Vehicle that need to be? Is it high school coaches? Is it athletic directors at schools? Is it corporations? Kind of talk about your wish list of who needs to be contacting you, especially here in the Gwinnett and Metro Atlanta area.
Yeah, I think the big litmus test on whether you can use us or not is if you have an event or something that needs to be broadcasted. Because, you know, when you look at your audience and when you look at being able to create an event footprint that goes beyond when it's actually taking place, I think a lot of groups, you know, that particular shoe fits. It can be anything as big as a 7-on-7 football event or basketball, or it could be a college signing day. So I think the key of it is, and why we were created, is to be able to have that specialty that we provide meet the versatility that the sports world needs. So I think the best thing to do is be able to have a conversation. If there's anything that you've envisioned, you know, having it broadcast, you know, having broadcasted, let's talk about it and figure out some creative ways to make sure we get the job done.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of these athletic directors and coaches, they'd love to have ESPN do all their stuff, but that's just not going to happen. And now you have a professional company organization like SUV come in, and they can capture all that for you.
And even if ESPN did it for them, they're not going to sit down with them and work with them to give the best product that they would want. So in a way, Sport Utility Vehicle is going to do the relationship to work for them to get them what they want.
And a big part of that is our strategic partner. They've been on the show before, Sports Image Georgia. They're huge because I think when you look at the large media partners, you know, ESPN and those groups, they do a great job. Our niche is to really be that grassroots added value provider. So we want to come in and not only give you quality broadcasts, but what can we do in the way of revenue and additional elements that we can bring to make sure that your event was better off than when we first started working with you. And I think Sports Image has been very instrumental in that. That strategic partnership has really done and spoken volumes for us. The SUV and Sports Image actually came together to create that Atlanta Peach Elite Series. So without those guys, it wouldn't be possible.
That's great stuff. Marcus, for those that want to know more about the Sports Utility Vehicle, give us any websites, contact information you'd like to share.
Yeah, you can check out the Sports Utility Vehicle company site at thesuvinc.com, thesuvinc.com. As far as our broadcast coverage and being able to see the archives, more of the content side, you can check us out at thesuvtv.com.
Great. Marcus, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Steven?
Mike? I want to talk to you for a second before our next guests come on about love.
There's a lot of it in this room right
now. There is a lot of it in this room. There's a lot of it every week. That's one of the other awards that we win. But, you know, love is what makes a Subaru. And you, Mike, you, and anybody else that's listening can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. You can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. You can join their family today. You can come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist? Then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. But you know what can happen today? We can actually talk to people from Subaru of Gwinnett and Infinity of Gwinnett. That's what I love, doing more than reading about them. We're going to actually talk to them today.
Yeah, without further ado, from Subaru of Gwinnett and Infinity of Gwinnett, we have Steve Kendrick and Jennifer Kessler. Steve is the Executive General Manager of Infinity of Gwinnett and Subaru of Gwinnett. Jennifer is the Sales Manager at Subaru of Gwinnett. And Steve does a great job with that Subaru read every time. I did it for the first couple shows. He took it over, and I just can't do a better job than that. So hopefully
I just had a moment of severe fear right before I started reading.
Well, I'm watching Steve and Jennifer to see if they give you the thumbs up or if they were like, eh.
Or if I need to leave.
Thumbs up?
I got okay and I got thumbs up. I don't think I'm getting a job there to do their reading, but we'll at least keep doing it here on the show.
Steve, Jennifer, we appreciate your support here at Business Radio X more than you know. Tell us all about Subaru of Gwinnett, because you guys are right across the street from us.
Yeah, we are right across the street, so that's convenient.
Yes.
We're actually going through construction right now, which is exciting, mostly. Some days frustrating, but mostly it's exciting. We're expanding both sales and service. So we're pretty excited to be able to put more Subarus on the road.
Talk about the expansion, because I have seen that going on. I'm expecting great things now. How is that going to help you guys? How is that going to help your customers?
Well, we're, like I said, both sales and service are expanding. So we'll be able to service more vehicles. We have 5 additional service bays. We're also going to have a car wash, which is going to be exciting. And then on the sales side, we are just growing a lot. We're going to have more salespeople. We're going to have a brand new facility. One thing that's great about the new facility is it's going to be green, very green. It's one thing that's important to Subaru and the environment, recycling. That's great for the community always. And then we're going to have more cars to sell. And that's good for us. And it's good for the public, too, because Subaru is known for safety. And if we can put more vehicles on the road that are safe, like our Subarus, and also great value and run for a very long time, then that's a good thing.
I was going to ask you the question, you know, what separates a Subaru? Because there's so much to choose from if you're looking for a vehicle. What is it that the Subaru customer typically is looking for? Where can you really serve that customer more than maybe if they went and got some other kind of vehicle?
Well, that's changing a lot. Our customer base is growing and expanding. Last year, we had more people new to the brand than ever before. So the Subaru customer is changing from what people perceive as our usual customer in the past. But I don't know if we have enough time for me to tell you all about how Subaru is so much better than everything else out there.
Jennifer, it's your studio. You have as much time as you want.
I own this place? No. No, really, though, I think kind of in a nutshell, one of the best things we have to offer is safety. We're the only manufacturer in America who all five of our model lines are top safety picks from the IIHS. And with our EyeSight, it's award-winning. That's the safety system that's pre-collision, braking, lane departure warning, blind spot detection. That's award-winning. Award-winning, there you go.
This is an award-winning show.
Dropping the line.
You don't actually have to buy your awards.
We actually have them.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
We should try that, Mike. I bet that would be good.
I could drop accolades all day. We've got Motor Trend SUV of the Year and the Outback and the Forester. They kind of battle each other. It's like we're not even battling the other brands anymore. Now our cars are battling each other for top spots. So that's pretty exciting. It's a good place to be.
Well, let me kind of pile on and then have a question at the end. Mine is a word of testimony. I grew up here in Georgia, but my wife and I for 4 years lived in Bozeman, Montana. And the very first thing we noticed, besides the beautiful scenery, is everyone, and I mean everyone, drove a Subaru.
Yeah.
So, you know, our last guest had his sport utility vehicle. Subarus, the utility of Subaru is, and that's when you would ask people, why are there so many Subarus? They do anything you want.
Right.
And when you live in Montana, you got to go so many different places, but you don't want to, you know, you don't want to have a big giant thing that gets 8 miles to the gallon,
right,
not to mention another competitor, but the utility of a Subaru is what everybody loves, and they run forever. And then safety and all that. So my testimonial is, well, goodness gracious, in the place where you need the best car to last the longest and go anywhere, everybody was driving a Subaru.
Right.
So here in Atlanta, we don't have a ton of mountains, but it's still the utility is there. So, but you mentioned changing is part of how does that change fit in with here in a metro area of Atlanta? How are people loving what the Subarus do?
Well, Subarus have always been safe. They've always been reliable. 96% of Subarus built in the last 12 years are still being driven today. So that's always been just a foundation of the brand. But where I think personally in the past we were lacking is in some styling and in some technology features. It just wasn't a mainstream type car. It's still not mainstream because I think we're above that. But we've come a long way with our technology, our styling. It looks better now. We've got a lot of really good things that are going on. And then we're bringing new product lines in. Like we've got a, you know, sports car now in the BRZ. That's not our rally car like our WRX that we've always had, but kind of an everyday sports car. And we've got a 7-passenger that's coming soon, which I'm excited about because I have 3 kids and I'm really looking forward to a third row seat that's going to be bigger than the one we had in the past, the Tribeca. It's just taking that and making it better. That's on the horizon. So Subaru's realized kind of where they've lacked and just has responded just kind of without any fear. We're just kind of going full force on it. And, you know, our marketing's great and we're attracting a lot of new people. So that's exciting for us.
Steve, could you not find anybody that knows something about cars that you could bring with you? Oh my goodness. You've got to be excited because not only do you have the expansion and everything going on at Subaru, but you just went through that at Infinity of Gwinnett. So you've got a lot of exciting stuff going on right now.
Yes, we completed the Infinity expansion about 6 months ago. And then immediately after that, we started with the Subaru expansion. Jennifer's right on. And you can tell she's very passionate about what she does. I give you a little bit of background about her. She started with the company a little over 10 years ago, if you can imagine, 18. And she started out as a part-time receptionist. And then went into sales at Infinity, where she was a pre-owned salesperson. And then the opportunity came up for a management position at Subaru. She took a hold of it in the internet area and then worked her way up to where she is now, sales manager. So she has been with us just like a lot of our people. We're kind of the opposite in the car business that you would imagine. Our turnover is extremely low, and we have longevity at both of our dealerships. So if you come in today, you're going to see that same person probably 5 years from now. So it's a good thing.
That's one of the things I've noticed, that the people that I do know from Subaru and Infiniti of Gwinnett is they've been there for a long time. And I've heard Steve explain why that is. And a lot of it, of course, is it's the people. And that says a lot about the dealership. And so Jennifer, so you've been there for 10 years. What has kept you there? Because I'm sure you've had opportunities to go elsewhere.
Yeah, when people ask me, how did you get in the car business, or, you know, the story of that, I say accidentally. I did not plan on doing this. My dad did it. And that was one thing I said, I will never, ever, ever do. And of course, because I said that, I think maybe that's part of it. But it's really because our owner is a great man, and Steve's a great person to work for. And I feel like a lot of people aren't happy, you know, where they work. They go and it's a job. And I'm like, well, I'm happy here. And I believe in the way we treat people. I believe in the way we do business. So as long as I feel that way, I'm going to stay here. And so I've had a number of different roles in the company, but I still feel that way, that we do business the right way, that we treat people well. So I'm still here. And I tell people I'm a lifer. As long as our owner and Steve will have me, that they're stuck with me for the long haul.
Well, Steve, you know, so we've said that we've kind of talked about that Subaru is not a mainstream car, and that's a good thing. Infiniti, I'm sure you could say the same thing. Now we've kind of talked about it's not a mainstream type place to work in the car business, which is a good thing. So talk a little bit, also take us down the road of what you do to give back to the community. I understand that, you know, you're about to head into one of your big community give back projects. So talk a little bit about what you're doing.
It was 8 years ago that we decided that we wanted to give back to the Gwinnett County area. And we formed our charity, Back to School Backpack Program. And we specifically chose to do it for homeless children in Gwinnett County. We didn't realize how many homeless children there actually are in Gwinnett County. And over longevity, now going on its ninth year, there are five different shelters that participate every year that we give backpacks to. And we don't only give backpacks, we fill them up with the school supplies that they're going to start the year off. You obviously have three different divisions in school. You've got 1 through 5, and then 6 through 8, and then you've also got high school. So we don't put the same supplies in the same backpacks, and we don't even have the same size backpacks for the same kids, because a little tyke, you know, having a senior's backpack with the senior's things in it would be kind of loaded down. So over the years, we've been able to make it even better, and this year we will give out over 850 backpacks just this year. And we're getting rather close to now giving over 10,000 backpacks out since we started this.
That's amazing. And the thing is, I know everybody that you work with there at both dealerships, they really buy into supporting this. And it's not just something that you do, okay, we're going to do it this week and then it's over with. I know this is kind of an ongoing thing, because you have the golf tournament that supports this, and you have a bunch of different things to help support this one big program.
We have the golf tournament, and we also have our raffle, which is a cruise, a one-week cruise. We pay for everything, just about. We actually give people the money to spend while they're on the cruise. And it's the type of cruise where it's not a specific date. You can choose over a year's period of time when you want to go. So that is open to the winner. Each one of our tickets is a $25 ticket that we put into a drum, and we pull it out. Probably, let's see, it's going to be within 3 weeks. Also, we have a website that's tied to the dealership's website at both dealerships, which is Back to School Backpack Program .com. And we also have, during the year, we will have another fundraiser, which is not ours. Actually, it is the Greater Gwinnett Open, where they actually do a fundraiser for us also and give us money towards that.
It's amazing because you guys are so involved in the community. And I mean, is that, and I don't want to say that's normal or, you know, run of the mill. I mean, because not every dealership does the breadth of what you guys do. So this is obviously important for you, Steve. I assume it's important for you, Jennifer, as well. I know just a few months ago, we were doing a little check presentation at your dealership for, was it Rainbow Village?
Yes.
So you guys are involved with a lot of other things. There's a corporate-wide Subaru. What's it called? Subaru?
Share the Love event.
Share the Love event. Talk a little bit about that because you guys are involved in so much.
Yeah, and that's something, too, that I think when we talk about Subaru not being a mainstream brand, it's just not a mainstream company overall from the very, you know, roots of it. So every year what Subaru of America does is they do the Share the Love event. It usually runs like right after Thanksgiving at the end of November through the entire month of December and then touches just into January. But what they do is for every new Subaru sold, they do a $250 donation to the customer's choice of five charities. And then starting 2 years ago, we had the option to add a sixth charity if we so chose as a local charity, which we, of course, chose to do. We found Rainbow Village. They're right here in Duluth. It's a really good organization who takes in families of domestic abuse and homelessness and just raises them up and teaches them skills to budget, to apply for jobs, just how to live. They don't just take them in and give them some food and clothes and send them on their way. They actually train them for a year, 2 years, however long it takes to really get them ready to go out into the community and break that cycle. So we started partnering with them 2 years ago, and we've done checks for both years, big checks, which is really exciting. And then this year, we were given the option to match or, you know, contribute our own personal donation alongside with Subaru of America. And we're going to do that this year. So we'll be donating even more money this year. So, you know, we hope our customers will choose our local charity, but we also support charities like the ASPCA, Meals on Wheels, Make-A-Wish Foundation. So there's other charities that customers can choose if they don't want to choose the local one. But we found most of our customers do like to put back to the community here. So,
Stephen, as you know, we've had car dealers on in the past, and we've had Stephen on before, and there's something different about these folks. And you know, we've had this conversation. It's like, these are folks that I want to partner with, and they have come on board, and they're our partners here at Business Radio X. They support the studio, and we haven't had a car dealer on since. These are the only guys we want to talk to because they're different. They're involved in the community. They're supportive of not just all the charitable stuff, but the business community. I see these folks at Gwinnett Chamber events all the time. They support things like Business Radio X. And you can see there are different. You always say how, you know, Subaru's different, and that's good.
Absolutely.
These folks are different, and it's good.
There's a lot of different ways to do business, and there's a lot of different choices you make while you're building your business. And the sum of it will show what you want it to show. And sometimes it shows what you don't intend it to show. And there's a lot more to business than just making a sale.
Yeah, I agree. I tell customers all the time that I pride myself on being the anti-dealer. I don't think there's a lot of dealerships around that are run by a 29-year-old female. So I think that makes us different in and of ourselves. But I really, we feel that the way we treat people is the number one priority over just making a sale. It's making a partnership to stay in touch with those people over time. They come back for service and they buy from us again. They refer their friends. So it's,
well, and I'll make the bold statement, just in the auto sale industry, the fact that you have people who've worked there so long.
Yeah.
You just stop the conversation.
Yeah, that's
right there.
Different.
You just stop the conversation right there. You don't need to go any farther. That is enough for most people who've shopped for cars to go, there must be something different about that car dealership. And if I'm not in the market for a Subaru or an Infiniti, maybe I should be, just to deal with those kind of people.
We sell used cars too.
If only you had some experience doing that.
Steve, Jennifer, we appreciate your time very much. Keep doing what you're doing. Great job. And is there anything else coming up down the pike that we should be aware of?
Just the drawing for the backpack. And we do have one endeavor that is going to be happening pretty soon, where we're going to put a shovel in the ground for another facility, but we can hold that for another time.
Can we break that on Business Radio X?
Yeah, we're going to just brew that suspense. Yeah.
All right. For those that want to go to the websites, find out about the charitable programs, the back-to-school backpack program, just look at the Infinity website, the Subaru website. Give us all that information.
Okay. It's on www.subaruofgwinnett.com, and the Infinity site is the same, but www.infinityofgwinnett.com. And you can find links out to the Back to School Backpack program from the website.
Great. Steve Kendrick and Jennifer Kessler from Subaru of Gwinnett and Infinity of Gwinnett, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Mike, before you move forward, I'm looking at the beautiful Subaru of Gwinnett Atlanta sign behind you. And you know, if we could only know who made that sign, and thankfully we do know who made that sign, Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful images that share a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand. To find out more, Mike, visit speedpromarietta.com.
Well done. That's why you do all the reads on this show. Julie Mills Watson is our next guest. She's from Body of Health and Life, and she also has a book out as well. Julie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us about your background and tell us about your practice.
Those are two big questions. The background in my practice is Body of Health and Life, and it is a therapeutic massage clinic. And I developed this because of a personal experience that I had when my husband had brain tumors. And what was the shocker of all of that is that he was a F-14 fighter pilot, and he looked like the picture of health. And to be diagnosed with that was quite a shock. The other thing and that brought all of this together, both the book and Body of Health, is that we had to piece together a health team, and quality of life was our primary goal. And I saw that so many people didn't have those pieces, and I wanted to help them with that. So Body of Health came about because I saw the quality of life improve so much with the therapies that he was receiving, and that was to build the immune function. So I went back to school and became a massage therapist and went into the therapeutic massage side of things, and quickly took continuing education courses in order to be safe to work with oncology and cancer patients.
So when this life-changing event happened, I mean, you changed everything because you were doing obviously something before.
Absolutely.
You've made this become a mission now.
Yes. Yes, it really has. And that's because of the feedback that I get from my clients and from the people that read the book, Here's the Deal About Cancer. It's about having doable ways to improve your quality of life. So many times the doctors tell you what they can do, but very few times do people tell you what you can do. And Body of Health is a nurturing side of healing, is the way I like to look at it. We assist your body to heal. We bring awareness and educate you on your body, and we have an integrative approach of our therapies to individualize it for that person.
If someone were sitting here in this room and they had just gotten the news that you guys got, mm-hmm. and they've listened to the doctor talk about what they can do, mm-hmm. What the doctor can do, what would be some of the first things you would normally cover with someone when they come to you and say, what can therapeutic massage do for me? What are some of the things that you would tell people in that introductory meeting?
Absolutely. The biggest thing that therapeutic massage does is it brings awareness to the body. It also brings acceptance to the body. A lot of times people talk about cancer is over here on this other side, and they don't talk about it as an individual and accept that this is part of what's happening with their bodies. Another thing we do is it helps stimulate the immune function, because we work with your lymphatics, and that might be a word that's kind of out there with people, but it is your immune. And by doing hands-on therapy, we can actually stimulate that and help you get rid of toxins and let your body do what it's supposed to do best, which is heal.
So a lot of times doctors are talking about medicines and radiation and things like that, and it's done to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about kind of connecting with your body to fight in a different way,
yes.
in a more natural way through some of the things that you're doing. This might be a tough question.
Okay.
What are the doctor and medical community, are they against it? Are they just, I don't want to touch it. That's something else. Are there doctors who support it and really encourage people to say, go do some other things, you know, get your body working along with the medicines that we're doing?
That's a great question, because I used to get very frustrated. I used to think, you know, why are they fighting us? Why don't they assist the people to help? And actually, it's about building your own health team. And that's where the book is such a good blend with Body of Health, because it helps you understand the importance of building that health team. And it's not the doctor's job to know the whole body. They are more specific in what they know. They're fighting your cancer, the tumors themselves. So it's your job to help the doctors in building up your body, building up your immune function. And there's great people that are out there that can help. You've got nutritionists, and you've got acupuncturists, and you've got Body of Health, and you've got different ways. And building your health team is the key to doing that.
Okay, so here's my, I'm really enjoying this little rabbit trail here. So you call it Body of Health, and mm-hmm. you mentioned acupuncturists, you mentioned nutritionists. Those words, I think people have certain images they come up with and certain things they think about. Body of Health is something I've never heard. So unpack that phrase for me as someone who's never heard it before.
Well, the thing that I saw that was missing out there was trained therapists, people that are safe to work with you when you have issues going on. So we don't work just with cancer patients. We work with arthritis, post-surgery, chronic pain, things like that. And so I found a Body of Health to have trained therapists that are going to know the indications, the contraindications, and assist the body into healing and not force it to do so.
You kind of touched upon it. So if somebody just has some aches and pains, you can help them.
Absolutely. I love the, to prevent, to bring awareness to the body. So those that have just aches and pains, we can help them, realize, hey, this is an area that you might want to work on and to stretch. Remember to drink your water. We actually tell our clients to set the alarms on their clocks at certain times of the day, just to make yourself take a break so that you can hydrate and get your nutrition and stretch those legs, because it all makes a difference in your quality of life.
Where is your clinic located?
We are located at 1780 Oak Road in Snellville, Georgia. And would you like to know our website?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, you can't tell us that. You just give us the address.
Our website is bodyofhealthandlife.com. And we also have a Facebook page, Body of Health and Life.
Where do you see? Now, how long have you had the clinic?
I've had the clinic since 2010.
Okay, so you're growing quickly.
Absolutely.
Where are you going to be 5 years from now? Where do you see this growing?
Oh, absolutely. We're actually getting more into the education component. I was talking about those therapists that needed the training. Well, I've developed training classes that are getting approved as we speak. Also, I wrote the book, Here's the Deal About Cancer. It seems to be a great blend. It's kind of taking on a life of its own, because it's saying everything I'm saying right now and in a lot more detail about my journey, and it makes it real for people. So many times I looked into different modalities and therapies and all, and it was so over my head. I couldn't understand it. So this puts it in layman's terms. And so I'm looking to write another book and also expanding Body of Health.
So let me ask you a question to kind of focus on the book for a little bit. First of all, I love the title. Here's the Deal About Cancer. It's you can't really have a lot of questions about it. Was that book written because there wasn't anything like that on the market? Or if it was a story, it really just focused on the story and not on here's what we did about it? And does it go back to that concept of the health team again?
Absolutely. It's everything we learned along the way. So each chapter is every part of the journey, like from diagnosis to deciding on treatment to integrating therapies. And at the end of each chapter, it has a little checklist. So it kind of helps summarize everything for you.
So let me ask, how's the personal journey and the story going now here in 2015?
Oh, okay. As far as what's happened with my husband, how are things going?
And he talked about the business.
Yeah.
I'll let you decide how you want to answer that question.
That was a big question. Because
I kind of sprung it on you. Sorry about that.
No, that is fine. I have a deep passion to help people hurt less, heal quicker, and have a better quality of life. I think quality of life is the main thing that I focus on. There are doable ways to do that that are very simple. So to get that out to people, whether it's to other massage therapists to help them help more people, whether it's through the book so that loved ones can help their people as well, or whether it's just to you and to help you say, hey, you drink more water, you're going to have 50% less chance of getting colon cancer. It's that simple.
I like it.
For those that would like to find out, check out the book. Where can they get the book?
They can get the book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at our office at Body of Health.
All right. And Julie, go ahead and give the website again for your clinic.
Okay. It's BodyofHealthAndLife.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
Julie Mills Watson from Body of Health and Life, the owner, a therapist, author. I could go on and on. Thank you so much once again. I want to thank our other guests as well. Steve Kendrick and Jennifer Kessler from Subaru of Gwinnett, Teresa Holloway from Sugarloaf Mills, and Marcus Burnett from the Sports Utility Vehicle. A quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs here at the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this show on iTunes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and to like us on Facebook also at Gwinnett Radio X. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, you made a guarantee to the guests off the air before the show that you would get all of their names right. You lived up to that guarantee, so you win the award.
I get another award. Our shelf is getting pretty crowded.
It'll be a nameplate because you got all the names right.
For Steven and the rest of our crew here, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.